Welcome to Grounded Wellness, your go-to podcast for simplified and trusted information on how to live a more non-toxic and holistic life. We're your hosts. I'm Bethany McDaniel, founder of Primally Pure, biohacking enthusiast and mom of three.
And I'm Courtney O'Connor, a holistic esthetician with over 15 years experience in the healing power of touch and holistic skincare rituals.
Let's dig in. Hello and welcome to another episode of Grounded Wellness. We pulled you guys on Instagram and asked what questions you wanted me to answer. And so I'm here to answer several of those today. It's always fun getting into your questions because it just kind of feels like we are here together at the farm having a conversation. So I'm excited to dig into these. All right, gonna get right into it with this first question. How did you stay true to your ethics early on in business? So this wasn't a hard thing for me because I truly started Primally Pure out of my own passion for natural personal care products and skincare products. It was really the result of my own journey in dealing with acne and different skin sensitivity issues after going the conventional route. And so from the get-go, I was just really, really passionate about what I was doing. And it wasn't really an option for me to not go about things in an ethical way. I didn't really have like certain sales numbers that I was trying to hit. I think if I did, it would have been easy to get discouraged early on. But I was just really excited about the journey. Every time we saw an increase in business, I was just really excited about that. It was really fueled by customer feedback. I also have always believed that this is something that God has put on my heart to do. And there's always been challenges and there's going to continue to be challenges. But I think the difference is when your faith is in God and your identity is in Him, cutting corners isn't an option because ultimately He is in control and it's my job to do the best I can and be faithful with what He's given me. So that's kind of always been the approach I've taken with Primally Pure. Okay, next question. Can you talk about balancing motherhood and business? Yes, this is indeed a difficult balancing act at times. And it's not lost on me that it is such a gift to have the privilege to even like try to balance these two things that I love and care so deeply about, my family and my company, Primally Pure. And while my family and being a wife and a mom is obviously my number one priority, I do also work. I do also have a company. And that whole balance has looked very different depending on what season of life I'm in. So I have been doing this for 10 years now. And every season of life looks a little bit different. And I'll give one example. So for the last 2 years, we have taken a big summer road trip as a family. And these road trips have lasted anywhere from a month and a half to 2 months. And I'm not working a whole lot on these road trips. Like my husband always drives. I am the passenger princess and I have my laptop, like my water, maybe a coffee or green tea, and I post up and that is my work time on our road trips. And then when we hunker down and stay somewhere for like a week, I'm working like during nap times or before the rest of the family wakes up. And so I'm kind of keeping things going during that time, not really like spearheading new projects or anything like that. But in order to do that, I do have to work extra leading up to that trip and then work extra when we get home to catch up, similar to maternity leave when I've had three kids since starting Primally Pure now. So that looks a little bit similar. I'm like, I'm in crunch time leading up to having my baby. And then once I'm on maternity leave, I have been able to, especially with my last two, really relax and enjoy and treasure that time. So I'm always kind of like evaluating and adjusting where things are at with my family, where things are at in my business, and kind of making changes based on that. We also have a lot of help. I try to outsource a lot of things outside of motherhood and outside of my business so that I can really be fully present in those two areas as much as possible. I try to involve my kids in my work whenever I can. So sometimes that's bringing one or two of them along on a work trip. I always like to give them new products that are in development to try and kind of give them that inside look into the development of a product so that they can like be a part of that process. And I think they really love that. So it doesn't look perfect all the time, but I do my best to be intentional about it and to kind of like make adjustments as needed to do both of those things to the best of my ability. Someone also asked, what's your non-negotiable evening ritual? I have five of these that are so critical to like winding down properly in the evening. And those are oil cleansing, wearing my blue light blocking glasses. I mix half a teaspoon of baking soda in a cup of water every evening to alkalize my body. Contrary to popular belief, alkaline water does not alkalize the body, but baking soda mixed with water does. So I do that. It kind of helps me to calm down and wind down. I use a magnesium sleep spray on my feet, and that helps me to wind down as well. And then I like to read before bedtime. So I'm always reading a novel. I like historical fiction novels, and I don't have time to read a lot before bed typically, but I usually get like anywhere from 2 to 10 pages in. And that just kind of helps me forget like the troubles of the day or anything that's really pressing on my mind. And it takes me off into a different place, similar to like how maybe watching a show would be for people that are into shows. But I don't really watch much TV. I just like to read before bed. If I had to choose one of those things though, it would be oil cleansing. It's just such a critical part of my wind down routine. And I love the oil cleansing method. Our cleansing oil works so well. It smells amazing. It really balances out the skin. It gives you this deep clean without stripping the skin of its natural moisture barrier. And you even just, your skin feels really clean and moisturized after doing it. And it's really relaxing. Like just taking time to take some deep breaths, massage that into my skin. It really helps me unwind for the day and gets me ready for sleep. So that would be the one that I would choose if I had to pick. Okay, meal recommendations for healthy skin and body. So protein, I would say, is number one. If you build your meals around protein, you will be more satiated. Your skin will look better and you'll have more energy. And I prefer animal-based protein because the nutrient profile is just so bioavailable, such a robust mineral vitamin content in well-raised animal-based protein. So that would be my one recommendation. Just balance your meals around protein. Eat the protein before you move on to carbs or even fat. I do love healthy fats also, but I think eating protein first at meals and really balancing your meals around that is key. And for us, I'll just give an example of dinner time. That always looks like either chicken or steak or even just ground beef. We eat a lot of just plain ground beef. And my husband's usually in charge of the protein, and then I will like make some white rice or a big tray and or a big tray of like veggies and potatoes like carrots, onions, broccoli, and just put that in the oven. And that is kind of how we eat. It's pretty basic, but it works. Okay, tips for eczema. We got so many questions about eczema. I was actually really surprised by this. And while I don't have personal experience with eczema, either for myself or with my kids, I do know so many people who have struggled with eczema. It's such a common thing, and I think it's something that more and more people are struggling with. So I'll just talk about what I have seen work for others and what I would do if I had eczema or if one of my kids was dealing with eczema. First, I just want to mention our baby balm is amazing, amazing for eczema. So I wouldn't say it's a cure per se for eczema because I think most of the time with eczema, it is the manifestation of an internal issue. But I have had countless people tell me that our baby balm is the one thing that soothes their child's eczema and doesn't cause it to flare up. So our baby balm is amazing for that. But like I said,
there's always an underlying cause with eczema. So my first recommendation would be to look at your diet, look at your kid's diet, and eliminate all dairy. I'm a big dairy fan. I love raw organic dairy products, but for a period of time, I do think it's really important to eliminate dairy if you are struggling with eczema. And even grass-fed butter. I love grass-fed butter, but I have a friend who had eliminated dairy for her son, and he was continuing to have these eczema breakouts. And once she got rid of the butter, his eczema actually healed. So removing dairy for a period of time, also removing grains, especially gluten, refined sugar, minimizing sugar intake in general, even with natural forms of sugar, I think can be helpful. And then, of course, eliminating artificial food dyes and artificial additives in food, just focusing really on real food. And then adding in some extra gut support, like bone broth. Taylor Dukes has an amazing GI immune support powder supplement that you can put into smoothies or even into water. And that is really, can be really powerful for helping to heal the gut. I would look at personal care and skincare products and really just do a total overhaul there if you're using a lot of products with chemicals. I would especially avoid anything with fragrance, but also anything with just a lot of ingredients, especially a lot of synthetic ingredients. I would also avoid essential oils for a period of time. Again, that's something that there's nothing inherently wrong with essential oils, but when your skin, your body is in a really sensitive state, they could further trigger that sensitivity that you're experiencing. So I would avoid all of that for a period of time. Our baby line is really great for anyone struggling with eczema. We always recommend that because it's so gentle. It contains so few ingredients and it has healing herbs that are super gentle, but not any essential oils. I would also switch out laundry detergent. This is a big one because the chemicals in laundry detergent get in our clothes, and then we're wearing clothes all day, all night. And so those chemicals are just in constant contact with the skin. And a lot of times they are carcinogenic, allergenic. And so switching out laundry detergent, I think, is really important if you're struggling with eczema. I love Branch Basics. That's what I would switch to. And then also being aware of clothing. And this can be a tough one because it's such a big thing to do an overhaul with. And I don't think you need to do that big overhaul all at once, but it's just something to be mindful of and to start choosing clothing that is made of natural fibers like cotton and linen, and really avoiding synthetic fibers like polyester and other fabrics made from petroleum byproducts as much as possible. And if you can't do it with clothing, I would do it with bedding. So if you are using polyester bedding and you are struggling with eczema, that is definitely something that you'll want to change. And cotton is a great option. Linen is a great option. So these are all just ideas. And my goal in sharing this isn't to overwhelm, but just to provide options. Eczema can be so defeating. And I think it's just important to be aware of all of the potential things that could be contributing to it. Okay, someone wants to know the best product to prevent stretch marks. I would say our baby balm. Our body butter is also really good at preventing stretch marks. Both of them are so nourishing and hydrating, but the baby balm in particular has both tallow and emu oil, both of which have a really, really rich profile of fatty acids. The baby balm also has marshmallow root, and marshmallow root contains this thick, nourishing substance called mucilage, which is really good at soothing and protecting the skin. I know with stretch marks, there is a genetic component as well, but I will tell you, I've had 3 kids and I've used baby balm on my belly for all 3 of them, and I don't have a single stretch mark. So that would be my number one recommendation for stretch marks. Next question, what is the weirdest skincare ritual or experience that you've done? So this is an easy one. I recently had my own stem cell rich fat injected into my face. That may sound really weird, but let me back up a little bit. So I did an interview with Dr. Chestnut, who is a plastic surgeon, but a very alternatively minded plastic surgeon. And afterwards, we filmed me getting a procedure done where he took fat from my own body, from my inner thigh, and he filtered it down to the most stem cell rich and dense portion of the fat, and then injected that back into my face, kind of evenly dispersed in different areas in my face. And that does two different things. So it can help to replace lost volume, not in the same way that filler does, in the sense of it kind of like distorting and changing the look of your face, but it does help to replace some volume that has been naturally lost with aging. And the stem cells in the fat actually help to rejuvenate the skin and improve the health of the skin overall over time. So this is something that can have benefits for months and even years down the road. It isn't necessarily this immediate benefit, but it does help to transform the skin and improve skin health long term. He also used a few different lasers on my skin, which was a totally new experience for me. I've never had anything like that done before. And then he filtered the fat down even further to get just the stem cells. And he mixed my stem cells with our baby balm and then applied that to my skin to help with the healing. And then I actually got to take that mixture home to continue to apply it to my skin over the next few days. So that's not necessarily a weird experience, but maybe it is to some people. I still kind of can't believe that I did it, but the whole thing was really fascinating. And I feel like it definitely improved the health of my skin, and hopefully those benefits will only increase with time. If you want to see more on this, you can look up my interview with Dr. Chestnut. And if you want to know more about my philosophy on a lot of different skin treatments and procedures, I just recently filmed an episode on that as well that you can look back and see. What are some biohacking tools that you use? You guys know I love to talk about biohacking. So I'm going to tell you all of the devices and tools that we have, but also keep in mind that we didn't get all of these overnight. Like, we have been kind of accumulating these over time, over the last 8 years probably. And we really see these, my husband and I, as investments in our health, and things that are going to really help to compensate for some of the toxic exposures and some of the body burdens that can accumulate over time of living in our modern world. I don't think these things are foundational to health. I don't think that every person needs to have all of these, but it's just kind of something that we enjoy geeking out on, and it's something that's been kind of fun to like bring our kids into as well. Like, I'll talk more about this, but my kids, we have a cold plunge. Like, my kids like to go back and forth between the sauna and the cold plunge, obviously intuitively at their own pace. It's not something that we force, but it's just kind of become a cool like hobby that we do as a family. So at this point, we have an infrared sauna. We have an ozone generator. Ozone is a gas, and you can infuse it into water. You can infuse it into oil. You can put the gas in the ear canal. You can do rectal ozone insufflations with the gas. So there's a lot that you can do with it. Ozone is really powerful for eliminating pathogenic bacteria. We have a hyperbaric chamber, which is a pressurized oxygen chamber. So when you get in that, it just floods your body with oxygen, floods your tissues, your bloodstream with a fresh supply of oxygen. I have a few different red light devices that I'll kind of use interchangeably depending on what I feel like I need at the time. We have a PEMF mat and we have a cold plunge. So again, not something that I think everyone needs, but we do in some regards live kind of a higher paced and what some might consider to be more stressful life in some ways. And these things kind of help to energize us and help us to kind of help to sharpen us so that we are more effective in the areas that we need to really show up for. Okay, our last question, how do you handle stress and anxiety? So I try to get ahead of it as much as possible. And for me, that looks like staying really disciplined with the habits that put me in a good headspace. And some of those things are going on daily walks, being outdoors, sauna, cold plunge, strength training, eating well, a lot of prayer. So staying consistent in some or all of those things, not all of those things every day, but a lot of those things, depending on what makes sense in any given day, really helps me, helps to fill my tank so that when anxiety-inducing situations do come up, they don't rattle me as much as they might if I had been, let's say, like overworked and run down, and if I hadn't invested in myself leading up to whatever stressful situation I face. And so I still do get rattled and stressed at times. I'm human. I'm not immune to that. And when that happens, I really think of my stress or anxiety in two different ways. I kind of put that into two different buckets. One bucket being things that are within my control. So I'll think like, okay, what can I do in this situation, if anything? Is there something that I can do to change my circumstances or alleviate some of this stress? And then what do I need to surrender in this situation? And usually it's the surrendering that's actually a lot harder than the things that I have control over and the things that are within my power to change. But I do find that the older I get and the more life experience I have, the easier it is to surrender the things that need to be surrendered. I have seen God be faithful in my life again and again and again. And so when things come up that are difficult, it has become so much easier for me to trust him with those things. And that doesn't mean that I get what I want out of those situations all the time. Sometimes it's the opposite, but I get what I need. And ultimately, that is so much more important. Okay, I think that was a good one to end on. Thank you guys so much for listening and for watching. If you ever have a question that you want me to answer, you can always submit that on Instagram, or you can add it to the comments on YouTube. Have an amazing rest of your day, and thanks for tuning in.